The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Morning. And here they're coming. Oh, and here's the grand champion of Waldo finding. If I stand way over here, she may come forward that way. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. All right, now, I know you're good at this. All right. Waldo is this fellow who wears a stripy hat. He has a striped shirt. Have you ever found Waldo? Right? Waldo is lost in the midst of that page. Can you find him? Oh, there he is. There he is. She found him. Right? All right. One more try. We'll see if we can get one that takes you a little bit longer. All right. Here we are. Lost in the midst of all of these people. Where's Waldo? Very good. It's a family thing, isn't it? There we are. Lost in the midst. So that's what we're talking about, because today Jesus tells two stories. One is about a sheep that gets lost. One is about a coin that is lost in the house. And what does the shepherd do? What does the lady do? They search. They crawl through bushes trying to find the sheep. They move all the furniture and sweep and clean and try to find that coin. All right? Just like you have to sit there and you look through every picture. You got to try to see, okay, where might that Waldo be? All right? But the thing I want you to know, the thing I want you guys to hear, is that that's how God treats us. There are moments when we get lost. Now, we might not be on a pirate ship, all right? Right? Sometimes being lost just means that I'm so angry with my sister, with my mom, with someone, that I don't want to hear it. God seeks you out with love. God's not seeking you out to punish you. God's not seeking you out to frighten you. God's seeking you out to hold you, to celebrate with you. Where are we? God will find us. God will be with us. And God will care for us. That's good news. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for always searching for us, seeking us, loving us, and caring for us. Help us to share that love and help us to live as your followers. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen.